the heart of perfect liberating transcendental wise discerning. In the language of India, Bhagavati Prajna Paramita Hridaya. In the language of Tibet, Chonden Dema Sherabgi Barol Tu Chimpe Nimpo. Forming just one bundle of paper. Thus I have heard. At one time, Bhagavan was staying at the Vulture Peak Hill at Rajgira, together with a great assembly of the Sangha of ordained monks and bodhisattvas. At that time, Bhagavan was resting evenly in the absorbed contemplation known as profound illumination, which discerns the nature of phenomena. At that time, the great bodhisattva, Arya Avalokiteshvara, was clearly observing within the profound practice of transcendental wise discerning. Through this, he truly saw the inherent emptiness of the five factors of composition. Then, through the power of the Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra spoke as follows to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara. In what manner should they train, those of good family who wish to follow the profound practice of transcendental wise discerning? Thus he spoke. Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara made this reply to the Venerable Shariputra. Shariputra, whichever of those sons or daughters of a good family wish to follow the profound practice of transcendental wise discerning, should look thoroughly in the manner I will describe, and thus clearly see that the five factors of composition are intrinsically empty of inherent existence. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, perception, formation, and consciousness are all empty. Thus, Shariputra, in that way, all phenomena are themselves emptiness. They are free of signs and identification. They are unbegun and unstopped, without stain and without freedom from stains, and are without decrease or increase. Therefore, Shariputra, emptiness is without form, without feeling, without perception, without formation and without consciousness, without eye, without ear, without nose, without tongue, without body, without mentation, without form, without sound, without smell, without taste, without sensation, and without objects of mentation. Emptiness is without the domain of vision, and without the domain of the other senses, up to and including the domain of mentation. And emptiness is without all the domains of consciousness, up to and including mentation consciousness. Emptiness is free of ignorance, and of the extinction of ignorance, and of all 12 factors of dependent co-arising up until old age and death, and the extinction of old age and death. Similarly, emptiness is free of suffering, its cause, its cessation, and the path that leads to the cessation of suffering. Emptiness is free of intrinsic original knowing, and is free of attainment, and also of non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, because there is nothing to be gained, bodhisattvas rely on transcendental wise discerning and, dwelling with minds free of obscuration, are without fear. Having passed completely from the domain of deception, they attain the full release of nirvana. All Buddhas abiding in the three times also rely on transcendental wise discerning and thus, with unexcelled perfect awakening, are completely enlightened Buddhas. Due to this being so, there is the mantra of transcendental wise discerning, the mantra of great awareness, the unsurpassed mantra. This is the mantra which balances the unbalanced. This is the mantra which completely purifies all suffering. This is not deception, so you can come to know that it is true. Recite the mantra of transcendental wise discerning. In this way, gone, gone, gone beyond, fully gone beyond, awakened, as it is. Shariputra, in this way, a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in profound transcendental wise discerning. Then Bhagavan arose from his absorbed contemplation and praised the bodhisattva mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, saying, "Very good, very good. Son of a good family, it is like that. It is like that, and so profound transcendental wise discerning is to be practiced just as you have shown it. All the Tathagatas will rejoice at this." Bhagavan spoke thus, and then the Venerable Shariputra and the Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara and all of their retinues and all the gods, men, jealous gods, local spirits and so on of the world rejoiced and sincerely praised the speech of Bhagavan Buddha. This concludes the heart of perfect, liberating, transcendental, wise discerning. Namo. Salutation to the Guru. Salutation to the Buddha. Salutation to the Dharma. Salutation to the Sangha. Salutation to the Great Mother, transcendental, wise discerning, and to her surrounding circle of sons, the Buddhas of the Ten Directions. By the force and effective power of making salutation to you, these true words of mine must be fulfilled. In former times, Laowang Gayin contemplated the deep meaning of transcendental wise discerning. He read its profound words, and thus was able to repulse all corrupting demonic tendencies. Similarly, we also contemplate the profound meaning of transcendental wise discerning, and read these profound words. And due to this, we, gurus, disciples, sponsors, beneficiaries, and all those we are connected with, must all have our troubles, obstacles, and difficulties completely repelled. We must be without them. They must be pacified. Whatever arises, independent co-origination, is without stopping and without starting, without annihilation and without permanence, without coming and without going, without diverse meanings and without just one meaning. Thus all conceptual constructs are fully pacified. To the peaceful doctrines, the excellent teachings of the speech of the perfect Buddha, we pay homage. Method, protection, purity, and Mahayana practice in decline, and the work of Mara who deceives sentient beings, all these troubles must be repelled. For those practicing to gain complete enlightenment, all outer and inner troubles which create obstacles must be fully pacified. This ceremony of homage to the Buddha's speech, including the Heart Sutra, was translated for the occasion of the installation of the Kangyur, the Tibetan Tripitaka, in the Kordong Labrang in India. This ceremony was performed on the 8th of August, 1978, the fourth day of the Tibetan sixth month of the 2904th year from the date of the first turning of the Wheel of the Dharma, according to the Tibetan tradition, and the 2522nd year of the Buddhist era, according to the Theravada tradition. This day is important as the Buddha's speech day, being the day on which Buddha Shakyamuni first taught the Dharma of the Four Noble Truths to the first five disciples, including Aniruddha, at Sarnath. Kordong Turtle Chimiriksen united these three texts on the basis of the words of Jangda Trashi Togyel Wompode, translated by C.R. Lama and James Lowe in 1978. Revised translation by James Lowe August 2013.
This text is from the book Longing for Limitless Light by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The book includes many notes to the text by James Lowe. A few of these are included in these recordings. On page 144, the five factors of composition, or skandhas, which are intrinsically empty of inherent existence, are form, feeling, perception, formation, and consciousness. On page 146, here, a good son or daughter means a suitable disciple. On page 147, it says that all phenomena are free of signs and identification. This is saying that their actuality cannot be perceived through reliance on signs. Read by Wendy and completed on the full moon day, February 2023.